The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. Well, we just got done doing Patreon and we're right in the middle of a heavy conversation about Feeny's birthday tomorrow. And whether he would accept a third man, a thruple, if you will, a male thruple, into the relationship, just for a one night stand or B for permanence to do his laundry and mow the lawn.
I'm down with that, someone to take care of the laundry and the lawn, but I don't know about accepting another sexual partner in a relationship, especially if it's another. See, like I was saying before we started, I don't understand that category.
It's category three storm.
Is cuck insulting, or is that just what they're called? Okay, so what is it if you're that, but you're not a cuck? What's the normal word for it?
Oh, then you're just
you're
a power bottom.
You're like a swinger.
A sexual.
Yeah, you're a swinger. You're a swinger.
If you watch, yeah, but then you're
not Johnny Swinger.
Not Johnny Swinger. No.
I believe the cuck category. It's, you know, that's like the woman.
The cuck's insulting as hell.
Right, yeah, the woman's insulting the man.
The reason cuckold comes from cuckoo, and cuckoo birds, they lay their eggs, they drop their eggs in other birds' nests, so that other birds have to raise their babies for them,
that's
or something like that.
Brilliant.
It's kind of fucked up. It's really fucked up.
I believe cuckold is a biblical word, is it not?
They were doing this shit in the Bible?
Derived from the word cuckoo. No, it's in the cuckoo bird.
So there's a difference
between... I'm taking this other pill here. Fellas, so there if I go. Start,
no, what
really
came first,
angry.
The cuckold or the cuckoo?
Oh,
I think cuckold.
Well, look it up. See what came first, the cuckold or the cuckoo bird? They named the cuckoo bird after cuckolds, well, or the cuckolds after the cuckoo bird?
Well, the cuckold didn't come before anybody. I mean, I think that's
right. I was thinking the same thing. So here's like, if you're the cuck,
it came after the female.
Does
he might have came alone
off to the action, or is he just sitting there being humiliated?
I think both ways. Yeah,
both. But if he's not being humiliated though, because he likes it.
But does he like? Does he really like? Is it like a weird punishment?
Cuckoo
fucking,
is cuckoo's
know,
first.
Punishment.
I told you. What did I tell you? Cuckoo was first.
Yeah,
it's because of the cuckoo bird that the cuckold came.
Right. Mm. Exactly. I think there's guys that
and also
be humiliated.
It's because you're an old. Because you're an old cuck is what it should be.
Yeah.
Instead of a cuck old, it should be an old cuck.
I think humiliation is definitely part of it.
Wait a sec, Feeny. And imagine if Don Rickles, instead of calling everybody a hockey puck, called him a hockey cuck.
Hey, you hockey cuck.
That could be a new term. You could use
Don't tell Disco. Disco always calls people hockey pucks.
Does he?
He used to.
Yeah, I haven't heard that for a while. He likes to use jerk because it's such an inoffensive insult. Yeah, you're
right.
A jerk.
That's why I liked hockey puck too, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And because Don Rickles said it.
Mm.
We had Rich, you know Nick Houseman?
Yeah, I know Nick.
Who House Nickman?
House Nickman, yeah. He used to work for WrestleZone, now he works for Wrestling Inc. He may have interviewed you a time or two. The reason I'm bringing it up is because he recorded with Conan and Disco and me earlier. And
Raven doesn't like Nick Houseman. There's some heat there.
What?
Really? Who is he?
I believe there is.
Well, who is he?
Didn't you do something with what was the Chicago wrestling Billy's thing there? Revolution Pro or whatever.
No,
Rev Pro. What's
the
name of it?
Resistance Pro.
Resistance Pro.
Nick did stuff there.
Okay.
He was like a manager at some point. We've talked about this before, and you said that you had some kind of issue.
Well, yeah, his manager name was Piven, something Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
Because he said it earlier. Nah, but it was like a takeoff on Jeremy Piven and Ari Gold.
Hmm. He's the guy that started the whole fucking pulled the pin on the whole punk thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, punk went up there knowing
not intentionally.
He knew what he was going to do, but he saw Nick and he saw, well, you do improv and he Colt, and blah blah blah, and that started the whole fucking thing.
Anyway,
what do you mean?
The reason
what
I
do you mean
he was the first reporter that Punk drew attention to. Remember when we listened to it and he asked the guy, hey, aren't you friends with Colt Cabana? To start the
problem. Like he's like, you do improv, right. Don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you do improv with? Scott Colton.
That was
friends
Nick.
With Scott Colton.
What,
no,
what do you mean?
Scott Colton.
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean?
Oh,
but anyways, the reason I brought him up was because he was on
that's
the show.
That's a callback. That's an oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah, that's an old one.
And if you know him, Rich, you know his politics. Nick's politics. Yeah. He's a
lefty, just
huge.
Like me.
Yeah, and Disco was on the show, who is not. So they were talking about Sammy Guevara getting in trouble years ago for what he said about Sasha Banks.
Right.
And for Raven, if you don't know, basically he was on a podcast and someone talked about how hot Sasha Banks was. And Sammy Guevara said, oh, I would rape that chick or something like that.
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
Okay.
I like Sammy.
So he got
Sammy's a good enough kid.
So he got suspended. But anyway, Disco started talking about how, you know, it wasn't offensive. And, well, if it's meant to be a joke, there's nothing wrong with it. And Nick was like, you can't joke about rape. And Disco's like, you can joke about anything. And I was like, oh, no, here we go between these two. But
they eventually settled.
And, of course, Feeney said, not only can you joke about anything, make a joke about anything, but there should be more guns involved.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's rapes with guns, you know.
There should be more guns and voter suppression involved.
I don't want voter suppression. I just want you to show your friggin' ID. Why is that so difficult? Sometimes you have to show ID to go to a movie.
I actually don't have a problem with people having to show some. But there are some people that are not able to, for multiple reasons, they can't get an ID.
Who?
What do you mean who?
You can't drive without a driver's license. You can't.
What about
use
people
your
that don't drive? There are millions of people that don't.
You just called me Nick.
I called you Nick. Feeny, there are millions of people that don't drive.
Millions?
What if you take the bus?
Okay, you take the bus. You need to get a bus pass. Okay, you need your ID. You want to get on a plane, you need an ID. Hotel room ID.
Okay,
credit card
ID. It's getting too heated. This is way too heated for the show.
No, I see that Rich agrees a little bit, but I don't agree that there's people that are incapable of getting an ID. I'm confused about that,
but I imagine that you're talking about either the elderly.
Yeah, the elderly.
Or the 18 to 21 that have no income whatsoever. You know, they're just so poor because people are that poor and not as people think that it's all their fault that they're poor. You know, some people,
No, I understand.
But, you know, although ultimately, though, if I was that poor, I mean, thank God I wasn't.
Yeah.
But if I was, I think I'd go in the military. But I already did go in the military. But that is a good out, though.
I have a question for you here, and you may have seen this on your.
I went into Millie and Terry, and they were both attractive.
Do you pay attention to your Twitter at all, Raven?
Just the mentions, but that are blue lit.
I was looking through the other day, and there was a question for you, which maybe this is an email, and maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but I thought this was a fascinating topic. Is Raven an extension of Johnny Polo and Scotty the Body? Like, do they exist? Are they the evolution of Raven, or is Raven just?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting question.
Pretty interesting.
You know, the mind of a wrestler. How does all that work? Do you forget all that? Are the fans supposed to forget about it? Like, what's the story there?
No, I mean, they're not. Yes and no. It's if they forgot it, if they didn't know or aren't aware of it, that's great. If they are, then it's like you really think of Kane as a dentist?
No, not at all.
Right.
But when Raven came into ECW, Joey Styles would reference your past characters. So I think initially the plan was like, that was the evolution. You were those guys, but now you're this guy kind of thing.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the whole part of it. You were disillusioned with all that. So you became the brooding sort of, right? Or am I missing?
Yeah, I think that's the beginning of it. Yeah.
I need to read a book about him by Raven. Figure it out.
You don't remember any of those times. It's all just a fucking blur.
The times
right?
are,
and
times
I look
are
at
tough.
His face. I don't know. You see, hold on. Wait a minute. I wish that we had instant replay because when I just said that, Feeny, did you see the look on his face?
Uh-uh.
That's worth it for the Patreon alone. I said, you don't remember any of that shit, do you? He's kind of. He has a fucking side grid. Like,
maybe.
It's all just a massive fucking blur of those 10 years or whatever it was. I don't remember anything.
30 years.
30 35 years?
35 years I've been in the business.
Well, I'm not talking about. I'm talking. about the depraved fucking
the lawsuit.
ECW,
the lawsuit,
you know. Scotty the Bodian was just as depraved as Raven, almost.
So since when this airs, the ceremony will have passed. Can you divulge?
So, wait a minute.
Can you divulge to us who's inducting you or anything like that?
They're not doing this thing. It's not some grand.
You guys don't have your invites yet?
No.
You guys don't have your flights for to induct me?
No.
No. They haven't contacted me. So this.
Oh, you're that's right, because they're going to induct Goose me.
No, wait, I was talking to Ross Foreman today. Is that his department? Because I'll ask him what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I don't know who's inducting me. I can't say. I know who's doing it, but I can't say. It's top secret. Yeah,
could make an educated guess.
It's Val Kilmer in Top Secret. Remember that?
Is it? No.
You could have.
You ever saw the movie Top Secret with Val Kilmer? It's like an airplane movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it. No, here's what I want to know, though. Why are they doing this on, like, a regular Is this for, it's not like Slammiversary or one of their big shows?
It's a pay-per-view. They do it every year, Bound for Glory or whatever pay-per-view is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
You're flying out Thursday. Okay, yeah, but the show's, never mind.
Right. No, the pay-per-view's Friday, isn't it? They moved it to Friday?
I think so. Yeah. They induct one person a year.
That's it?
Yeah, Friday, October 7th.
The fuck did they pick you?
God only knows. They're out of people.
I'm confused. There's 2 days of shows, though. I'm not sure which one's the pay-per-view.
Mm. Oh, look it up.
I'm very confused.
Boy, so it's TV is on Saturday and pay-per-view's on Friday?
Events. Impact Wrestling events. October 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern, is Bound for Glory. Okay. And then the next night is Bound for Glory Fallout, which will be TV taping, I suppose. So, yeah, okay, Friday night... On pay-per-view, you can see Raven get inducted into the Hall of Fame, as well as Josh Alexander versus Eddie Edwards. So,
who's Josh Alexander?
He's the Impact World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Raven. I knew that.
He's the old-school wrestling guy. He wears the earmuffs and the
earmuffs. Deal there. I mean the headgear.
Earmuffs, headgear, whatever the fuck. Protection gears, right? So they're earmuffs.
What about, does he go wear when he goes earmuff diving?
Yeah, you don't want to wear those when you do that. You want to hear everything. You want to get a sense of what's going on.
Yes.
You want to hear side? How come you know what I think you should have during sex? Whenever you have sex, you should have the submarine sound go off. Like whenever I have an orgasm, I want the how's it go? Ooh. So how's the submarine sound go?
It's like boom, ding, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
We talked about that a while back, the Family Guy thing they did with the Terrence Trent D'Arby gimmick. Remember that?
No. Feeny first remembering.
Is he from Living Color?
No. You don't remember
Terrence D'Arby was the hard line, according to Trent. He was compared to the Beatles after his first and only album, or his first and only monster album.
I saw a special on him. That's right.
Feeny, YouTube Family Guy, Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Do I have to?
Yes.
They had a Taxi reference on last week's episode. They kept playing the Ted theme from Taxi. They got rickrolled with the theme from Taxi.
I haven't seen that. I will say this, that the beginning of the video for Wishing Well by Terrence Trent D'Arby is possibly one of the greatest beginnings of a video that you'll ever see. He slides into the frame. Watch that video at some point, and it starts off, and he just kind of slides into the frame and starts singing.
Let's see what we got. Family Guy scene.
Here it is. Okay, turn this up.
Hang on. I got to change my sound.
Well, keep talking until we...
Okay, we're good.
Oh, here it is.
You don't want dead air.
Dead air, dead air, dead air.
That's us.
We're being pursued by two objects. Looks like one's another U-boat. The other appears to be Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Tremendous.
Yeah, I thought that popped me pretty good when I saw that.
All right, what's the first video of Terrence Trent D'Arby?
Yeah, put in Terrence Trent D'Arby Wishing Well and watch the way he just slides into the frame in the beginning. It's fucking tremendous. It's like the perfect video from like 1988, 89. Yeah, there it is, right there.
Why does it say Sananda Maitreya?
Well, that's his new name. He's not Terrence Trent D'Arby anymore.
He's not the hardline, according to Sananda Maduba?
No. All right, hold on. It's a great song, too. Great fucking
groove.
Come
on with these ads, YouTube.
The bass line and all that. I wonder why he changed his name. Okay, here we go. Now watch when they go into the live part, like when he starts singing. Watch this slide into the frame here. Oh, go back. How smooth is that? Look at
he overshot.
It looks like he's on a skate. It's like he's on a skateboard or something.
Look, one more time, Rich. It says there too that 8 second mark is the most replayed part of the video.
So, is it really?
So everybody does that. Yeah.
Okay. One more time.
Kissing like a bandit. He stole that from Tom Cruise in
Risky Business.
You think that's what it is when he does the slide across?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Risky Business is definitely before that.
Is that really? That's the most replayed part of that video?
Yeah. 8 second mark.
Oh, that's tremendous. That's great.
Has anybody been watching Dahmer on Netflix?
That's one of those that like I want to, but I need to kind of get in the right headspace.
Yeah, it's like a penny for your thoughts and Dahmer for your death.
I wasn't going to watch it, but, everybody keeps recommending it and saying it's so good. And I'm like, I don't want to watch 10 episodes of Jeffrey Dahmer.
You get the Dahmer dropped on you? Somebody ever dropped a Dahmer on you?
Not yet. Not so far. You dropped the dime on me.
Like Adam and Eve.
Too soon.
Sin will set me free.
Too soon.
You were the first baby. You were my stroke. You dropped a bomb. You dropped a bomb on me.
I have a question.
Baby.
You know, there's a lot of complaints about the show, and is it glamorizing serial killers, and do we need to make these true crime shows and whatnot? But in the meantime, the first episode of Dahmer is the most viewed in the first week of anything on Netflix ever. So there's a lot of complaining, but yet everybody's still watching it. So right. Where?
Who's everybody? I didn't watch
Taboo.
It.
I don't know. 7.6 million views or something like that. So a lot of people. Yeah.
Who said? Wait, you said Taboo?
Taboo.
They're watching it because it's Taboo.
So I'm going to give a shout out to some guy, some girl's husband. She works at the eye doctor I went to today, and she said, "Yeah, my husband's a big fan of your podcast." And so I had it right on the thing. Thanks for listening to our shit show podcast. And I forget his name, but times are tough. But thanks for listening. Oh, he was 6. They kept saying how big a guy he was, 6'5". I didn't get the weight though.
Hmm.
So far he's our biggest listener.
Yeah,
we've gotten emails.
So we
from Scott
we know
Burton.
Well, we don't know about a lot of our listeners' size and height and weight.
Have we gotten emails from Scott Burton before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. He sent me a note on Instagram that I wanted to acknowledge, so I'm going to send him a note back.
Does it acknowledge me?
Nope.
Well, who cares then?
You know what?
The effect is that he's been listening to us during some very dark times, and we've provided him with the hours of hilarity and nonsense. So, you know,
very nice.
That's what
very
we're
good.
Here for.
What is, I want to hear something interesting. So there's a guy named Larry Burton. Is it Larry Burton or Scott Burton? I forget, but he was a wrestler in Memphis when I first, in my first territory. And so I was wrestling him in a house show, and he gave me a monkey flip or something, or I gave him a monkey flip or something. And somehow he split my eye open, like my eyebrow. And, So they're like, "Do you want to get stitches in that?" And like, knowing what I know now, I never would have went to the hospital to get stitches. You know, I would have just let it heal up on its own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get infected and.
Yeah, get infected and rot away. You know, no, sure. I mean, I would have just let it heal on its own. But you know, I didn't want it to leave a scar. You know, like it's such a different when you're outside the life and then you're inside the life. You know what I mean? Like once I got color, you know, I was like, who cares about scars? You know, look at my forehead. Yeah. It's a roadmap to the stars' homes.
Is Larry Burtman or Larry Burton, I guess he had two names, the same guy that tried to buy the USWA and then sued them?
No, this was a different guy.
Oh,
a different guy named Tony Burton. No, I think
Tony
his name
Burton.
Was Tony Burton. Okay. It was the guy I wrestled.
Okay. Yeah, because I looked up Larry Burton. I'm like, oh, is that the same dude?
Look up Tony Burton.
Tony Burton.
Or maybe Burton Cummings. Oh, he was a lead singer to Guess Who. In case you didn't know,
there's not really a clear picture of him.
Yep, that's him,
Tony Burton. Okay, yeah,
yeah,
he did.
And then there's Burton's Bees. You have to get that
bees.
For yeah. It's like a mouth lip balm that you have to get for your females in your immediate life.
Oh yeah, Burt's Bees, yeah. That shit's addictive.
And then there's Burton Ward, who was Batman's sidekick, Adam West's sidekick, Burton Ward.
Tony Burton, who played Apollo Creed's trainer. There's another one.
A different Tony Burton.
I was trying to find.
Hey, speaking of so names of the Feeny,
yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to. I saw this today here. It dawned on me that somebody mentioned this on Twitter too, but the correlation finally made sense here. Somebody mentioned that Kamala. Somebody was talking about, well, first of all, with the Kamala gimmick, could you do that today? And the general consensus was no. But the other part of it was he's James Harris. Point is, he's the original Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I knew there was some kind of thing, and it's like, oh, that's what I was thinking all this time. I knew there was some correlation there that I couldn't.
Yeah, it's Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
He caught better promos, though.
Yeah, but she was way hotter. She was way hotter.
Yeah, definitely.
I think
she was a smoke show.
She's still pretty hot.
Yeah, I think so.
I think she's a good looking lady.
I hate her face.
Of course you do.
She doesn't like yours either.
No.
I think, Rich, that they couldn't do it today, of course. But all right, I understand why not. But there is still African tribesmen that exist. Why couldn't you say we brought one over?
You should be able to get away with it. It's just whether anybody would.
What you're saying is that some guy in a safari outfit or some other white guy should be able to go over to Africa, find
bring
some
a black
tribesmen
guy back.
And bring him over in bed. Yeah, paint them a fucking star.
He painted the thing on his own stuff.
Right.
Because that's a tribal of the custom.
Yeah.
Right.
He's just bringing him over here to seek fame and fortune. He's probably better off here, right?
He's doing him a favor.
He's doing him a favor. Okay. Come on.
But isn't that the whole basis of pro wrestling managers?
Land of the free.
It is.
Every time.
Yeah, so, I mean, how can it be wrong if it's the basis of pro wrestling?
If it's wrong.
How can it be wrong if it feels so right?
Feels so right. You know, not that long
ago. How can I make a left when the mall's on the right?
You know, Ted DiBiase once sold Hercules into slavery. I don't know if you knew that, but.
He did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Or someone sold Hercules to Ted DiBiase to be a slave. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it was.
Well, I mean, could you do you couldn't do the baby doll,
if you had documents, photos, clues, evidence, if you will.
The old school valet for 30, you have to be your servant for 30 days.
Yeah, you could do that.
In the style like they did with Tully and Dusty.
I think the darkest version of that was when Pillman won Terry Runnels from Dustin, because they literally made it seem like he was raping her in the hotel, pretty much, Plus, they actually had a relationship before she was with Dustin or something. So there was like levels to that thing, and who knows?
Pro wrestling programming is so classy.
Pro wrestling is weird, man. Like I couldn't believe, and I've heard that they work together just fine, but I couldn't believe that Jarrett and Angle did an actual angle over Jeff stealing his wife and I'm the kid's father and shit. It's like, oh my god, like why is this on TV?
Yeah, we did it classy with the Sandman's kid.
Yeah, of course.
Kids, everything. Daddy, you're a drunk. Yeah. I love Raven. That's classy.
Yep.
Did you ever wrestle?
That's classy when you're using the kid as in the war of the family, the male and the female. But you do it classy like that, where you have the kid telling the dad he's a drunk.
He's a drunk.
And then the dad got help. No, he didn't.
No,
he's still a drunk.
Not really a happy ending. No.
Did you see if that was the thing, the spark for him to clean himself up?
You can do that. You can still do that.
It's a story of redemption.
What are you talking about?
Right?
If Sandman cleaned up, he'd be a heel.
Yeah, you're right.
No, but I did it to get my son back. Boo! Did you ever wrestle?
Elton John said he wouldn't sing "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me" until he saw my buddy's kid.
Oh, that's low class, just a little.
Nah, you can't always have them all.
You wrestled his son eventually, didn't you, Tyler?
Who? Elton John's?
No, Sandman's son. I think I saw I think I saw
I don't think so.
Market it somewhere.
Maybe I have somewhere.
He was Twisted,
I don't remember.
Twisted Sand or something. I don't think it was. I don't think he wrestled for a long time, but
I wrestled for 35 years.
No, the kid.
That's a long time.
Tyler. I don't think Tyler wrestled for a long time.
He wrestled since he was 7.
He's
been in the business since he was 7.
Yeah, he has, yeah. Sammy didn't seem to run out of kids. There would always be a new kid at an angle. The daughter did one, I think, and another son, maybe.
Well, he has a kid. He has a kid, like, every 3 years he gets tired of them when they become, like, I think it's every 3 years they grow out of that age that he loves. or whatever.
And then he's just like, nah, let's get a new one.
Yep.
It's too bad.
He's a good dad,
Aaron Judge finally hit his 62nd home run.
Oh, he's got the record.
Here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
Oh, by the way, Rich, I don't know if you caught
that. That was actually a catchphrase, believe it or not, on Laughing.
Here comes the judge.
That show Laughing in the late 60s, early 70s?
Yeah.
That was that. Here comes the judge was a catchphrase.
Hmm.
Why?
Oh.
Here comes the judge to judge your terrible comedy or something like that. You did a terrible
Here comes
set,
the judge, Judy, who's a douchebag.
Jesus.
Can you imagine if you drew the lot and you got stuck with Judge Judy as your judge?
Oof.
At least you get paid for it.
She doesn't screw around.
I like Judge the black guy with the glasses. What's his name?
Steve Harvey.
Judge Joe Brown?
What?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah, Judge Joe Brown. I like him better.
Yeah, he was the best.
They shoot that at the – I believe that's where they shoot – it's the Fox Studios in Houston, like where they do the news there.
You ever been to a live talk show like that or court show or whatever? Either of you guys?
No. Nope.
You? No. I was once in the audience in a gong show, and I was a guest audience gonger. But it wasn't the original Chuck Barris gong show. It was a later gong show with some other host.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad knew one of the writers, he hooked me up. So they made it so they were going to have a guest gonger in the audience, and that was me.
Nice.
And then I had some witty line, some clever line when somebody got gonged, and they asked me why they got gonged, and I go and I said something, and the host didn't like it because I outshined him.
Cut that.
And then he was kind of prickly with me.
Prickly bastard.
Prickly, huh?
Prickly.
We should change the name of this show into the Dong Show. What do you think about that?
The Dong Show?
Three dicks.
The three amigo dicks? The three dick amigos?
Three dongs. Yeah, I think we should change the name, actually. It should. It should be the Raven Effect with Feeney and Rich Bikini. But my name has to go first, though.
That's all right. I'm fine with that.
It can be small.
Yeah,
it can be
Rich,
small
Rich gets his whole name. Rich gets his whole name, but Feeney just gets Feeney. So that's why Feeney goes first.
Yep.
Because I've already been outshined by two previous famous Joe Feeneys. It's really not fair.
Oh, you cry a few tears.
One was a singer, and I forget who the other one was, but I just saw it recently. Maybe he was a boxer or something. Bastards.
Who?
There was a famous Joe Feeney that was a singer, and then there was another one. I think he was a boxer. So there's a lot
and
there's
also Shirley Feeney.
Yeah, there's Shirley Feeney. Mr.
There's Lavoine DeFazio and Shirley Feeney. That's how Squiggy would say their names. Lavoine DeFazio and Shirley Feeney.
Didn't they do that like a comeback season of that or something? It didn't work. Or am I just making that up?
They made a comeback. They got to come back to the locker room.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it.
That was an old line, I think, from people who wrestled Mil Mascaras. Did you get it? Because he was about like he was bad about giving comebacks or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And is he going to come back? Yeah, you get to come back to the dressing room.
Who knows more about 70s and 80s TV, you or Chris Jericho?
But you're probably a tie, except for I know more.
Except you know more?
He knows more 80s, I know more 70s.
Because I think he did.
Because he knows about like Knight Rider. He watched like Knight Rider and stuff. Mm-hmm. I never watched those shows. Because I was out doing drugs.
Right.
I was out drinking in college.
Carousing.
Carousing.
A lot of carousing.
Mm. I was out not studying for college and drinking for no reason.
What was your GPA?
In high school, I was seventh in my class.
Nice.
But and that was out of 412 people. But in college, I was like 4,000th out of 2,000 people.
Yeah, some people, they can't just set free like that.
I could not, because I never had to study in high school, but studying just, I couldn't do it. I had too much ADD.
Did you have girls do it for you?
No, how would that help if they studied for me?
Are you saying
they're going to take the test for me?
Well, you know, they give you the cheat sheets and the,
I used to take my own test. I'd inject it in my butt. And then,
you graduate?
No, we actually used to my fraternity. We would actually we'd all take 10 of us would always take a class together. Like, you know, like there'd be a group of people in any class you took. And so it'd be like, and there was one class, study of murder. And something else. There was a class with this Dr. Kelly. That's how he talked. It's Dr. Kelly. And he goes, and we'd sit in the back, and like 200 people in the class, they're big classes. And there'd be like 10 of us, and we'd all pass our tests down to each other so everybody could look at somebody else's answers.
Right. You took the study, yeah. You took the study of murder?
Yeah.
What was your degree?
Criminal justice.
You went for criminal justice. Okay.
How do you not know that, Feeney? We've been doing the show with him for so long.
I thought I knew it.
How long have we been doing a show?
A couple of years now.
But how many, though?
Oh, three. And
I don't know.
Three,
I don't remember.
3 years and 5 months.
Is that accurate? Or are you
I started in May 2019. I think.
Really?
Yeah. It was just going to be a cameo, but then the chemistry between the three of us was so effing good. You were like, you know what? We got to keep this flow. We got to keep it going.
Yeah. I thought chemistry was a third year course.
What grade did you get in chemistry?
Chemistry. I don't think I had any chemistry in college.
We should just.
Well, I had some chemistry with a lot. I had chemistry with a lot of females.
There you go. I failed chemistry in high school. That's an A plus. Summer school.
I used to take four classes. Like, you know, you start out taking five classes, you know, so you do 3 hours a day of school, mm-hmm. you know, of college.
Sure.
You know, so you take Tuesday, you take Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you take two classes or three classes. And then Tuesday, Thursday, you would take two classes. So you'd have five classes. And then, but then I realized that's way too much. So I would take four classes and never make any of my classes before like noon. So like I was always taking like, so I wouldn't even get out of bed till 11:30. No, it's about 11:10:30. And then, but then the senior year I ribbed myself because, the two hardest classes I had to take to graduate were Poli Science 405 and 406. And they were both mandatory attendance.
Ugh.
And one was at 7:30 and one was at 8:30.
Oh,
I don't even know what Poli Science
is. Brutal. My senior year is so brutal.
What is Poli Science? I don't even know what that is.
Political science.
Political science.
I've never heard it called Poli Science. Okay.
It's Poli Sci. Poli Sci is what it's called.
Well, you got to remember, I've had very little college experience. And I never went away to college, unfortunately, if my dad only would have told me when I was 13 or 14, you know, I didn't want to do schoolwork. He should have just been like, well, yeah, you want to go to college? I would have said, no, I don't care about college. I want to work. And he would have said, yeah, but in college you get to drink and meet girls. I would have been like, oh. I didn't really understand.
Yeah. Like I figured fraternities were going to be just.
Yeah.
No offense to. Nah, you know what I mean. But
yeah.
Is that problematic? I apologize.
I apologize
to all the people who were offended by that. Actually, I apologize to all the people who were offended for somebody else because the people who should be offended probably aren't offended whatsoever.
It might have to come out. What do you think, Rich? Is that
anyway? So, but I didn't think it'd be. I didn't think it was gonna be like Animal House.
Yeah.
Which turned out it was. It was exactly like Animal House, except we didn't get thrown off campus.
Mm.
But they did a year later because somebody burnt the house down.
Oh.
And
for real?
Yeah. And two years after I graduated, I think somebody burnt the house down. And it was. They think it's one of the brothers, and the guy who they thought it was, his alibi was it wasn't me. So that's pretty good.
That
where
the song came from?
That's solid. That's not guilty in my book. Yeah, that's a not guilty.
Flawless, airtight.
You know how?
So I didn't want to. I didn't even think about joining a fraternity, which is one of the luckiest things I've ever done. Was my roommate at the time? He in the dorm freshman year. He's like, "Come on, let's go to." We'd go to some rushes, you know, to get free food because you don't have any money when you're in college,
right?
And so, so we went to Theta Chi's. Rush and they invited me and not my roommate to get to join a fraternity, and he really wanted to join them, and then I didn't want to. I just wanted to get the free food, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I can't join. You wanted to join, and he goes, no, I want you to go do it. Totally cool. And he convinced me I should do it because I didn't really want to do it anyway. And then once I did, it was one of the four of the greatest years I ever had, you know?
Yeah, but then also you could...
Seven of the greatest years I've ever had.
You could always get him into the parties and stuff like that, so it's almost like he was an associate.
We didn't stay close, though. We didn't stay close.
Oh. You know how these days there's always a story about a kid that, you know, he died at the frat party or they
we had a guy that almost died the year 2 years before I joined.
Yeah.
There was this one Hell Night thing where they put you in a closet and you smoke cigars, which they frankly stopped right after the guy almost died. And so the guy, they were going to blackball him. And this fat guy with the red hair, who had a micropenis.
I heard he was
literally the only micropenis I've ever seen in my life. I heard seriously, he had one.
I heard he was a legacy.
No, but he was a fat redhead. And so, I mean, you know, so what, and he's got a micropenis. I mean, it was just, you know, the guy had, he was a really good guy. He's a really good guy. And, so they were going to blackball him apparently, but then once he almost died to death from smoke inhalation, they let him in. And then, wow. That's one crazy, Hell Night thing is, you know, who puts 20 guys or 10 guys in a closet and has them smoke cigars. I mean, that's just asking for trouble.
Well, it's about as wise.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's about as wise as saying, oh, yeah, you got to beer bong this fifth of vodka. I mean, there's a lot of unwise things that go on.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Because when you're a kid.
Is that the whole point of college, to do lots of unwise things so you don't do them later in life?
So wait. Let me finish the story. So this guy went on to become the president of our chapter. He's a real nice guy, though. Everybody liked him. But it was all, you know, hard ass guys before he joined. You know what I mean? Like all, you know, former jock types.
So he lightened it up, kind of.
No, I don't know why they're going to blackball him, to be honest. Now that I think about it, I never knew that. But then when I took a semester off of college and went to boot camp. And when I was in boot camp, they pledged this other fat guy named, I don't want to say his name. I'll say his name, Chuck McDonald. And they go, Chuck, the big fat fuck. That was his nickname. But anyway, so they pledged them while I was in boot camp, and they pledged them as a joke, like they were never going to put him in. And then somehow he got in anyway, because nobody blackballed him. Nobody, I guess, they felt so bad for pledging him and then on the rib that they were going to blackball him and not let him in afterwards, that they decided to keep him. And he went on to become president of our chapter.
Wow.
Nice.
And he was a big fat guy. So fat guys that are going to get blackballed, that are going to go in our fraternity, who are going to get blackballed, are going to end up being their president. So that just shows how fucked up my fraternity was.
How do you become president? Is there like an election? Can you vote a guy in?
Gonna be voted in.
That doesn't even like. I'm not. Is there someone that wants to be president, or can you just vote and skip over there because he doesn't want to do it, and everyone votes him in as the judge?
No. You run for the election. I don't even know if anybody ran against him that year because nobody wanted to be president.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass. Nobody wants to be president.
So if you're in a frat with a guy with a micro,
the only thing you want to be is this is the guy is the pledge master guy. Or I forget what the title's called, but I did it one semester where you get to paddle the guys. You know, where if they fuck up, you get to paddle them.
Uh-huh.
And so I did that. That was fun.
Nice. So if you're in a frat with a guy with a micro,
and you get paddled with your own paddle, you're forced to make a paddle. You know, paint it and make it, and then you get paddled with it. So it's quite
like
it's
in,
quite the irony.
Like in Dazed.
It's kind of like being cucked.
Like in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
I would just rip off a ceiling fan blade and there you go. But if you're
No, you buy the paddle the way it's built. You just have to paint it.
That's a paddling.
Yeah. That's paddling.
That's a paddling. If you're in a frat with a guy with a
micro, I don't think you're allowed to paddle anymore. I don't think you're allowed to paddle people anymore.
I don't
anymore.
Think you're allowed to do anything like that anymore.
You know, when I went to grade school in Florida, moved to Florida in sixth grade, they would still paddle people. I was from the Northeast, from Philadelphia. I was like, what? Mm. They paddle you when you get in trouble? What the fuck is this? Go corporal punishment.
I got the ruler a handful of times.
Yeah,
I'm talking about a paddle. I'm not talking about a wood paddle.
Yeah.
To a 11-year-old.
I'm talking about like a big, fat, thick, old school fucking mahogany ruler that the nuns would come by and you fucking whap right on the desk and yeah.
That's not on your ass though.
Nah, but it still hurts.
I'd rather get hit on my ass than my fucking knuckles.
Yeah, because you go numb. Not that I know.
Yeah.
So when you when you're
yeah,
in a frat,
when
you're in a frat with a guy with a micro penis, when you're in the frat, I'm gonna get this out, I swear. When you're in a frat with a guy with a micro penis, and you know you're frat brothers, so you want to get the guy laid. Do you divulge to the girls you're trying to hook up with him that he has the micro penis?
We didn't even know the term back then. It was just he had a small penis. But that's why he liked doing it to girls in the butt, because it was so small.
Because I was going to say, because that could be like almost not attractive, but it could be like a freak show thing to the girl. Yeah, he's got a really
like a novelty. You're saying like a novelty act?
Penis, yeah. Or like a pity lay.
Step right up, ladies. You'll never believe what you're seeing here. $5 for something like
girl season goes, yeah, I'll give that a try. I don't know.
Oh, no, but then we had one brother who had like a 9.5-inch penis. He was a redhead. Another ginger.
Jeez.
Gingers apparently have either small penises or extra large penises, apparently.
I am not a ginger.
But he had like a 9.5-inch penis. That thing was a fucking weapon.
That reminds me, did you ever see Beer League with Artie Lang?
Oh, Beer League was awesome.
Yeah. We said this week, Artie, so can I say when telling this story?
No.
It's in the joke.
Both of those things need to be
It's
in the
beer
joke.
League? I forget. Wait, is Beer League or beer? What's the one with the flying salamander people, the flying lizards?
That's Beer Fest.
Beer Fest. That was awesome.
Beer League's.
He had the eye of the Jew. He got the eye of the Jew.
Beer League's with Artie Lang, and so if Rich is correct, and I shouldn't say this, Robert, you can feel free to censor it or beep it or whatever, but he says to the girl says to him, you know, Artie, I think you're and he goes, well, you know about the with their superhuman strength and massive cocks, and she goes, okay, you're not because he doesn't have a big cock. Anyway.
I got you. What was Beer League about? I forget.
Beer League softball. It was like the bad. It's like the Bad News Bears, but with drunks that play bar softball, which is what.
Who else was in it?
Ralph Macchio.
A girl. Yeah, I don't think I saw that. I just saw Beer Fest a couple times.
Yeah, Beer League's. I think you'd like it if you like Artie. I think you'd like it.
I don't know Artie. I don't know if I like him.
No,
I never met him.
We probably talked about this, but did you ever listen to Stern? Really?
I never religiously. I liked it though, but. I liked Artie Lang on there listened to it.
I mean, kids my age.
But I was never up early enough to listen to it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was gonna say. Kids my age would always watch him on the E Show because it came on at 11 o'clock, and it was like a little dirty and stuff. So, you know, everybody I know that was around my age group watched the E Show when it was on. So
the E Show, E for Edgar,
the E Entertainment something. I think it's still is that channel still around?
Yeah,
the E Network.
So.
Is it?
Yeah. What's next? We've said and this week. We got anything else?
Let's check the fan mail and see what we got.
All right,
Rich.
I'm going to see. I'm going to see Jew on Thursday night.
Oh, see, I think we had something else.
There you go.
What about the fan mail, Rich?
What is Jew?
Is it? Aren't you going to say something? Don't you want to say something about the fan mail
already?
Oh,
time for fanny mail already?
Good timing.
I just
good
realized
timing.
Your coroner shirt rips off Corona. It took me an hour and 3 minutes.
No, it does not.
Out.
No,
that's
not
the,
a,
that's
not
the Corona
shirt.
Font. Yes, it is.
No. No,
Raven,
is
that the Corona font?
That is not the fucking Corona.
You like
font.
How I go to Raven like I'm talking to telling the teacher, Raven, is that the Corona font?
Jew is Jimmy Eat World. I'm going to see Jimmy Eat World on Thursday. So I'm actually glad that we pushed this up. Because
I thought you were talking
Thursday
about
night.
Like a play or something. Or like a musical.
What? You're flying down to Atlanta? You're finally going to run into Raven? What?
Oh, you're going to Atlanta?
Wow, you racist, you bastard. Yeah.
What did you say? What?
I'm getting lost. I think there's three different conversations going on.
No, I'm going to see Jimmy Eat World on Thursday. They canceled their show or postponed their show a few weeks ago, and it just so happened.
Did Jimmy get permission from the world to eat her out? Yeah.
So I see. Yes. So you wouldn't have been available Thursday, but I'm the bad guy because I wasn't going to be available Wednesday. I see.
Right.
Atrocious.
See, so it all works out. It's all serendipitous.
What does that mean?
All right, this is from John Puskar.
Hi, John.
I think he's emailed us maybe once before. It says, Raven, please read this version. What's up, guys? So hear me out. Currency is funny. It's only powerful depending upon how much a society or culture decides to give value to it. I think a long time ago, a few smart people fooled the others around them into giving up their valuables. Mostly they're shiny rocks because they were beautiful or held some sort of power even before their time. Gold, silver, rare earth materials in exchange for whatever they decided upon today, Today we use paper money, but it is made up of one of the cheapest and plentiful materials that we have on Earth, wood. Wood is that is processed in a simple flat sheets and given us a different name, money, currency, and fooled the others in their society into thinking it was a good idea while they laughed and collected their shiny rocks and material goods. But over time, it caught on and gained power and snowball affected into where we are still valuing the paper sheets while the smart elite founders gained power. There's nothing new here. And the ones who were trusted with the secret kept fooling people for their valuables. Naturally, as a good idea does, it caught on. And as time passed, they continued to keep fooling people and more in collection. It's really small font. And let's see. Smart elite. Hold on. Forgot what line I'm on. Gained more power. I went to the eye doctor today, too. Jeez. Gained more power as a simple paper, gained more value to the ancestors of the secret elite today still making paper sheets, and each generation is getting greedier than the one before with their power and collection of valuables. So it's all just ancient trickery. But it's gotten way out of hand because the secret of this power is spreading over time, so cultures fight for new lands and start their own greedy power trips, starting wars, all to have the greatest collection. And we're somewhere here to current day wrapped up in ancient greedy trick for control. But it's kind of funny because it was still just a shiny rock in the beginning that they wanted, just a collection of mostly shiny rocks to gawk upon, and kind of ended up with immense power and control over the ones they were able to fool. They must have felt like gods as they left. What a secret they unlocked and changed the world. I wonder what they would think of what power their invention of money has become today. It's an odd time to be alive. Until next time, JP. That is definitely somebody stoned, not realizing that of course, is what has happened.
I got to step away for a second. I got to piss real bad. I was just pinching it. It's no good. So
wow, that you think that poorly of the guy's email.
I picked now to go. Yes,
John Puskar. Apparently, that's all they do anyway. That's what they just use it as bartering. Because nobody wanted to carry around the gold and the silver and the rare earth materials. So they made paper currency because it's easier to carry. That's all what it was.
It's representatives of something else.
Yeah, but then it's not representative of something else because we don't have enough gold in the treasury to even out to equal all the money because we don't have a gold standard.
Right.
That's what the original Wizard of Oz book was about, was the gold standard, because McKinley was going to take us off put us on the gold standard or take us off, and William Jennings Bryan, his opponent, wanted to keep the gold standard or go to the gold standard. I forget which. But just the fact that I knew anything about that is impressive. Apparently, the reviewers are saying it's 5 stars. My point, even though I'm not completely sure of it, but thank you very little. All right, let's see. Aldo Banda, when the Yankees lose, America wins. Right. Dear the two co-hosts and Mr. I'm Too Good to Call or Write My Fans. This will be the last email I ever send your ass. It's been 3 weeks and still no word. We don't deserve it. I know you got my last few letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my email I'm sending you. I hope you read it. I'm in the car right now. I'm doing 90 in the freeway. Hey, Raven, I drank a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? I really don't know where I was going, so I'm going to end this email right now. I want to type another Paul Walker joke, but I'm afraid it will just crash and burn. Signed, some drunk guy from Texas sent from some unprotected iPhone. There's no condom on your iPhone?
Sheesh. Crazy kids.
Well, apparently he wasn't not going to send us more because here you have him again. But we're not going to read him again because we just read him. So we'll read a joke by Johnny Clare.
Oh, boy.
I used to have a fear of crossing rivers, but I'm over it now. That's the whole email. Short and sweet.
That's it, huh?
Not bad.
Ooh, here's a good one from Finn Baylor. It says, Raven, come back. Any kind of fool could see. That's what it says is the title of the email. Hey, Raven, JoJo, and Rich Rich. I like it.
Hi.
Rich Rich. JoJo and Rich. JoJo, Joe, and Rich Rich. Three Joes and two Riches. Hey, Raven, JoJo, Joe, and Rich Rich. Please, Raven, don't ever leave again. We need you next time. Oh, this came right after I did the surgery and I missed the episode. Or two. We need you next time. Do the episode live from your hospital room. That will be gold. Speedy recovery. It's all good fun. It's all in good fun. Joe and Rich actually did good on their own. Their episode was better than the last time you were out. I guess they had more stuff to talk about. Finn Balor.
Hey, is this the smallest dog you've ever seen? Look at this
guy. I can't see. Hold on. Pretty let me close tiny. The fanny mail.
Look at him.
Let me see. Wait. That is a tiny dog.
It's like 3.1 pounds.
It's really?
A little fella, but
that's like, been, that's like $6 in American.
Yeah. He's been good.
How many quid is that? Is 3 pounds?
Ooh.
3 quid.
I think same so, thing. Right? Yeah, quid's, yeah, quid's a pound, right?
Yeah, quid's a pound.
Pound 16 ounces. What?
What about if you're going to pound your salami?
Usually,
that's always
that's,
fun.
That's what you do in the corner when you're getting cucked, right?
Houston, yeah. We have a salami. Houston, we have a problem with the salami pounder.
Listen, how often does it take place that you're at a strip club and you go in the back for a lap dance? How often does it take place that you're going to get yourself some hand release or maybe even mouth release? Does it depend on the club?
It depends on the club, but and it depends what kind of celebrity power you have.
Okay, you're just a regular guy going into show and tell in Philly.
No chance.
Huh. What if you're like, I'll give you $500?
I don't know. I never would.
Do they prevent that by having a, you know, a bouncer back there to make sure there's no shenanigans? Or see, I'm really not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never gotten a lap dance. I have no idea. Yeah.
I think if you gave enough money, you could get something going. Hmm. I mean, I've had you know, blow jobs and hand jobs in VIP rooms, but you know,
you were a TV star.
But you gotta, you gotta have the TV star is the entree voo, and then you gotta have game after that. Mm. All TV star does is open a door. It doesn't get you laid. There's a lot of guys that can't get laid.
What about a podcast star? Does that have any weight these days?
Only if the girls listen to it.
Mm. Feeny, you're a married man. Why are you? What's the story here? Is your wife gonna? What's your wife gonna think when she hears this?
She doesn't listen to this. She has no idea. She says, "I have no idea what you do down there." I don't know what you.
I am going to send her a copy of this conversation. Say Joe wants to go to the show and tell.
What kind
and
of friend are you? You're not supposed to. There's man code.
Whoever said we were friends?
We're definitely friends.
Wow.
I always have to defend you to my conservative buddies. Well, yeah, Rich is all right.
Whoa, hey.
Fucking hate
you. You don't
Rich.
Have any conservative buddies.
No, right? I mean, Joe's just fucking, he's spitting yarns here today.
All my friends. I don't
Joe,
have.
Joe, are all your friends, mostly liberals?
I have a few.
Blue collar, silly types.
I have a few liberal friends, but I have mostly gun owning, union types. Republicans, although if you're in the union, you're supposed to be a Democrat. Apparently, they try to They try to force you.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be pro labor.
Yeah,
yeah, but unless you're for abortion, then you can't be for labor.
Yeah, but how can you be a Democrat and be?
No, I guess you can be for labor and abortion because you go into labor, that's why you have the abortion.
But if a Democrat party is against like the pipeline and shit like that, how can a union person be a Democrat? You're voting against your own interests.
You're not.
You're unemployment. Well, where are you going to work?
Joe, the Republicans are the fucking kings and queens of voting against their own.
You know
interests.
What I don't get?
Let's move
well,
on to
get,
more emails.
You here. Know what I don't
I'm
get?
Just saying,
I don't know why they. Wait, hold on. I don't know why they don't make a water pipeline to get some water to the drought.
Water?
You know, all the droughts on the West Coast. Why don't they just make it to the, make a pipeline and fill it with water?
Well, because the West should pick itself up by its bootstraps and figure it out on its own.
Oh my God.
That's how they should figure it out, by building a pipeline for water and dragging it across. And that way, if it spills, it's only water.
What? Why would the other states want to help the other states? That's preposterous. Yeah. Everybody knows in the United States, we fucking rugged individualism. We do things on our own. We get no help from anybody else. That's the American way.
I don't see anybody sending extra police into Philly to stop all these gun moitas. Shootings.
If you had less guns, you wouldn't have to worry about it, Joe. So let's move on.
No, the criminals have the guns. God damn it. Anyway, another thing you're wrong about, Rich. The Phillies made the playoffs. So
they did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
It's going to be a red October, baby.
For the division.
It's going to be a red October.
You think so?
Who's going to hunt for red October?
Roger Moore.
Bryce Harper.
Roger Moore.
Right here I have this photograph of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore. Its value is $300.
What's that from?
It's a comic book guy on The Simpsons. Yeah. He's like, oh, do you have anything? Oh, what's that right there? He's like, oh, that is a very rare picture of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore.
Who's the best James Bond?
Oh, no, it's easily. It was
all right, Daniel Craig. Pre-Pierce Brosnan. So I'm talking Connery, Moore, and the other guy.
Oh, it's George Lazenby. Right? No, George Lazenby.
No, the other guy.
Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton, yeah. I heard his was the best.
Yeah.
His wasn't bad.
I heard his was like Bond actually showed vulnerability and stuff like that. And it was
that's
more,
Daniel Craig. More Don't complex. You dare. Daniel Craig did it first. Maybe
Bond
Timothy
should never
Bond
show vulnerability. He's a man of no vulnerabilities.
Not in 2022.
Of course, he has to show some. You have to show a teeny bit. You got to otherwise got to key in the emotion. Is a true baby face. Is an emotion. Is a baby face that draws on top.
You know how there's
you have
always
to show a little emotion.
There's always complaints from some people, not me, of course, when you change the race of a character.
Yeah, I like when they change a 50-yard dash to the 100-yard dash.
Yeah, that's they tell you mid race, but you know,
mid race,
like in the bad.
Keep running. It's not over yet.
Not over yet. And like in the Bad News Bears, if they made a Tanner a black kid, you're like, wait a minute, he was a little blonde kid. But so people get offended by that. But what I wanted to say before Rich gets uncomfortable is that the new James Bond could potentially be black, and I think that's a fantastic idea. That's where
Art's
I'm going,
black,
Rich. Take it easy.
A black female.
Say
it
who?
Be a black female, isn't it?
Who?
James Bond.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's no. I'm not going that far.
A trans black female?
Slow down. I thought it was going to be Idris Elba.
Or trans man. Yeah. You
Idris,
know what I mean.
Idris Elba, if you will. Idris?
Idris Elba?
Stringer Bell. I heard he was going to be Bond, and he's perfect for it.
Who?
The guy. I can't even say his name. Idris.
Who's Stringer Bell?
Stringer Bell.
What Feeney's trying to get across here is that he's mildly upset about the fact that they turned a mermaid slash fish.
That's Idris Elba.
No, I don't give a fuck about the Little Mermaid.
But he's not upset if James Bond becomes black. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You have a problem with the Disney character, the fictional character.
I don't give a shit about the Little Mermaid. I don't know where you're getting this from. Who cares?
The little,
just don't try
milkmaid.
To tell me.
What about the little milkmaid didn't make as much money as the Little Mermaid?
Just don't try to tell me or that Jesus was black, and then we're good. Did you see?
Yeah, because of course he was in the Middle Eastern. Of course he was in the Middle Eastern.
No,
yeah, he's white, just like you, Joe. He's a lighter shade than you.
No, he's always tan in the paintings. Did you see this? They tried to put out a gay romantic comedy. Did you see the feedback on this?
No.
When Brothers or something, or Bros or some movie.
Yeah, it's not doing well. And I mean, I see
there's some old guy. The commercial has a fat guy.
Bros
and the old guy. Yeah, and the old guy's some old guy that's jacked to the gills is dancing, and he's like, he goes, "It's like my grandfather on steroids or something like that."
Yeah, it's about a gay couple, and it's called Bros. It's a romantic comedy, just like any other romantic comedy you would see, except it's two men.
Bros before hoes.
Exactly, but I'm looking at this now because I saw it, and it gets.
Are you gonna go see the movie at the Lowe's?
It gets an A on Rotten Tomatoes, but it says straight people just didn't show up for Bros. So, and it had a appalling first weekend, apparently, monetarily. So, I don't know.
So they're super serving an audience is what
that's
you're saying.
I think they overestimate it, the audience.
No, you know what it is it doesn't appeal to people like if you don't like horror movies. Doesn't matter, who if your favorite actor's in it, you're probably not going to go see it. You know what I mean? If you're not part of that culture, you're not going to probably go see it. You know, it's not a racist thing or
no,
anything like that.
It seemed to me like it was almost a test release. Like, let's see if these stuck up straight.
Yeah, but
we'll go see the.
But then again, La Cage aux Folies, that did a great business.
What in the blue hell is that?
That was like the first gay movie that crossed over into the mainstream.
Oh.
La Cage aux Folies.
And I think I brought this up.
Robin Williams did the remake of it called The Birdcage.
Yeah. See, I was a big fan of the show 6 Feet Under, which it was like one of the first shows to have a gay main character. You know, he's actually played by Michael C. Hall. But
are you coming out of the closet, Feeney? Is that what this is about?
I'm just trying to prove I'm not a homophobe.
I love that Feeney feels like he has to.
Of course I do. You're always
that out there.
You're always
listen, I'm not, I mean? I might
always
be a crazy right-wing fucking kook, but gay people are fine.
They're cool. You're always saying accusatory things. I just wanted to square that one away.
Yeah, now, people always go to prove that they're not racist. They go, I got a black friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Go, I got some friends that are the gays.
Yeah.
That's a Feeney. He goes, the gays are my friends.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of those gays, but you know that that Tommy down at the plant, he's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good gays?
Yeah. That's something that you would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie Brown, you say, good grays, Charlie Brown.
As long as you don't dress like a butterfly at the parade. No, never mind. I don't want to. Let's not go down this road.
Who, Madam Butterfly?
And you should get the Patreon just to see the way Rich just looked off camera like this fucking guy. Phenomenal.
Isn't that what Madam Butterfly's about? About a guy and he falls in love with a chick who pulls the penis back?
The crying game? I think that's the crying game.
I know it's the crying game, but what I'm saying, isn't Madam Butterfly that older?
Wasn't Boy George in the crying game?
No.
I never saw the crying game. That movie was gay. You kidding me?
What was he in? Boy George.
You know what I didn't like about the crying game is there was no big prizes at the end. You know.
Yeah, somebody's got to win.
The crying game. It should be cash and prizes and tell them what they won. Johnny Olsen. No, the rigor and get some San Francisco treat.
Please allow
me. The crying game. It's like the $20,000 pyramid.
I heard they treat you to a garbage bag full of popcorn.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't
handle a man of your carriage.
Of your stature. Of your cat, yeah.
You guys
we have a trash bag full of popcorn for you.
Do you guys watch horror flicks? Are you big into the horror movies, either one of you?
Not really.
Did you see the trailer?
Did you watch the Banana Splits movie? Anybody watch that?
No, not yet. Boy George was in the soundtrack for The Crying Game. Don't fucking tell me.
He wasn't in the movie, though. I told you. He wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, you didn't say a goddamn thing about a soundtrack.
Well, close.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
All right, so go to cameo.com and.
Wait, real quick. Did you see the trailer for Smile?
No.
Okay, check that trailer.
Try to wrap up the show here, Phoenix.
I just wanted to say that before we wrap up. Check that trailer out and then let me know what you think because it freaks me out.
But Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates? Sarah Smile!
It's in the ilk of The Ring, if you remember The Ring.
Won't you smile along to me, Sarah? They're from Philadelphia.
So instead of a dead girl coming out of a well, it's people with really big, creepy smiles that are going to try to kill you.
They're coming out of a well, Butrin?
Maybe that's why they're smiling so much.
Could be.
All right, go to cameo.com and get a video shout out from me.
Ooh.
Let's see. Go to Google Ask Dana, D-A-N-N-A, and then go to her and it'll take you to her eBay site and you can type in Raven and you can see a bunch of eBay stuff that I have for sale. Please buy it and spend your money on my stuff. You can also go to Pro Wrestling Tees and buy Raven shirts. I have all sorts of material there. Cotton. No, I guess I just have cotton. It's one material. Let's see. Fan mail is fanmail to RavenEffect.com. Addiction hotline is 800-662-4357. AddictionRecovery.org if you need help. And you can always text Twitter Rich, who will get back to you within the next week or so.
Yes.
when after we shame him on the next episode for not getting back to you.
That's true. That's a great point.
Subscribe to Spreaker. Or Apple Podcasts, leave 5-star reviews, complimentary comments, 5-star totals. Maybe one day Feeney will read your 5-star review. We only read 5-star reviews, so, and it could be a shitty review, but just make sure it's 5 stars. Plugs, nobody has any hair plugs, so we're not doing that.
Not yet.
Recommendations. Feeney, would you like to recommend? Oh, Rich goes first, unless Rich needs time.
I had it here too earlier. There's a guy on, I guess it's Facebook or whatever. He makes cat comics, which are tremendous. I'm trying to find.
Why do cats like to read comic books? Who knows if they do?
It's a good point. If I can find this, I'll see the guy's name. I think it's like Metzger or something. But he there's one of them. They're at the cat.
Thanks for sharing, Rich. Thanks for sharing.
They're at the Cat Hall of Fame, and there's a pedestal of this cat, and you know the other cats. I feel like I might have mentioned this last week, but the other cat says to the other cat, "Oh, it says he took 49 sprays to the face and still didn't get off the counter." And they're like, "Whoa, that's badass!" It's pretty funny stuff. If you don't get it.
Sprays to the counter.
Sprays to the face and didn't get off the counter.
Oh,
you apparently have never had a cat, Raven, right?
No, I haven't. I have not ever had a cat. Hmm. I've had a hip cat. I've had a cool cat. I've had a kitty cat, a catty kit. I've had some pussy.
No.
Wow.
No, too far? Too soon?
Nah, it was fine.
Might have been a little too far there. Yeah.
We're cutting edge this week.
Yeah, we're cutting edge out and Christian.
Yeah, maybe I'll find this guy's comic in his name next week, and that'll be my recommendation. You listen next week so you can find out who writes the shit.
So you're not going to recommend
anything
else?
So you can figure out who last week's recommendation is?
Man.
Yes.
Can't you just recommend something?
So you're going to be a recommendation behind forever now.
I'm going to recommend that if Sunny Day Real Estate comes to a town near you, that you go to the show. The Appleseed cast is opening. I saw them last night in Boston. Tremendous. Tremendous show. So I've seen Sunny Day here twice in a week and twice in a week and a half or so. So, yes, go see them and get there early for Appleseed cast.
Hmm?
Johnny Appleseed's in the cast?
Yeah.
Beanie, what do you recommend?
I'm going to recommend The Doors Unhinged by Doors drummer John Densmore. If you want to read all about what happened in the early 2000s when they were battling over the Doors.
So Densmore to read then?
a lot Densmore to read. You're going to find out why John was against selling Doors songs to commercials and why he battled with the remaining members over using the name with no Jim Morrison. So very controversial. A lot of lawsuits, a lot of mudslinging, if you will.
Do they sling actual mud?
They should.
Or do they sling poo like a monkey?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Butt mud. You said earlier, Raven, about the pro wrestling tees. They do, in fact, have cotton t-shirts as well as soft style. So there you go.
Which is still cotton.
And long sleeve and V-necks.
Still cotton.
V-necks are always trendy. I actually have a new shirt.
Still cotton, Feeney.
I'm going to have a new shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/CC with Joe Feeney by the time the show is released. It is the Addicted to the Blade t-shirt, which I made strictly just to spite Conan and Disco, because they claim to me that Addicted to the Blade doesn't exist. It's not a term. I made it up. They never heard it before. And I contest that that's been used in wrestling.
I've never heard it once.
So now there's a shirt.
Well, good thing you're capturing a zeitgeist.
Yes, gotta.
Well, what was I recommending in Patreon? What did I want to recommend?
That you subscribe.
No.
No, while we were talking before you got here, Rich, I said, what did I say? What movie or TV show?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
You suck.
I know. Oh, and I'll recommend Dahmer if you're not easily sickened and offended by it's terrible, but the acting's good. The dad from
what is
Dahmer? The dad from
Dahmer.
The dad from Step Brothers and 6 Feet Under actually plays Dahmer's dad, and I've never seen him act so well dramatically and seriously. I mean, you take Step Brothers and compare it to Dahmer, you know, those are two wildly different roles, but he hits a home run so far.
I didn't know they played baseball in the movie.
Say who?
They play baseball in the movie Dahmer?
Dahmer, he's got a bat a few times.
Oh, boy.
Is he playing catcher or pitcher?
Oh, he's up. He's up to bat. Yeah. I'm not sure what position he was in the field, but he might be a DH. Designated homicidal.
Oh, boy, Feeney. You know, Joe, I'm going to suggest that next time you go to Chicago, have you ever had Malort?
I'm not going to that bloodbath.
Malaria?
No, Malort.
What is
it? You ever had Malort?
Is it a
what is it?
Liquor?
It's some kind of concoction, some sort of alcoholic concoction, a little shot that tastes exactly like bug spray. They suggest to try it.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I had a little bit of an adventure on Saturday night in Chicago.
Maybe it was bug spray.
What is it? Whiskey or brandy or rum? Why is it special?
I don't know. It's some kind of liqueur. Okay. I ended up several beers deep at Nisei Lounge after the game, trying to blow off some steam. Mm. I didn't do drugs.
Okay.
After what game? Myself.
I went to the Cubs game Saturday.
Why were you in Chicago?
Because I had a show Sunday in Chicago.
Oh.
I did not. My good friend Val kept feeding me booze so I wouldn't, you know, get into too much trouble. And I tried Malort. Feeney, next time you go there, try it. And
you were drinking to avoid trouble?
Yes.
Wow.
How's that?
Oh,
I didn't get any trouble. I was back at the hotel at a decent hour.
Why is that a medieval term, Malort?
M-A-L-O-R-T.
O-R-T,
Malort.
I thought so, yeah. You should have had some absinthe.
I'm gonna recommend a new catchphrase, a new bumper sticker.
What?
Well, my favorite bumper sticker says, "Be alert. The world needs more alerts."
Well, when I Google Malort, Rich, the third recommendation down is Malort Chicago. So is that, you said it's a Chicago specific thing?
It's a Chicago thing, yes. Huh. Yep.
Be Malort. The world needs more alerts.
The Malort, the worst drink to ever happen to Chicago, CBS News.
No, it's okay, apparently so, it is absinthe in
okay, I figured.
In effect for some people.
Yeah. Okay.
It is absinthe. What's absinthe?
My brain is absent right about now.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. So I have to give a recommendation. I'm going to recommend. What was I going to recommend? I forgot. And all your babbling made me forget even more.
It's been a Babylon kind of week.
It's been Babylon, Babelfest. I'm going to recommend The Lord of the Rings, not The Lord of the TV show. I probably recommended that before. Have I recommended that before?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe. Sure you do.
Lord of the Rings TV show. Very entertaining. Right now, the orcs are doing the job, but they just made a big comeback, and the orcs made a big comeback after doing it. They were building the heat. And then they looked like they got stomped a mud hole in them, and then they made a big comeback move, which I don't want to spoil for anybody who hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's called The Rings of Power, and it's a prequel, apparently.
Yes, it's a prequel.
How about that? Oh, I forgot.
But Galadriel's still in it from the movies, because she's like 6,000 years old at that point in the movies.
Oh.
Because elves live a long time.
Is that a spoiler?
No, elves live a long time. They're like, that's why the Keebler guys are still around.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Although the quality of their cookies.
That tree and all those cookies protect them.
The quality of their product has gone way down. Since it's the end of the show, and I should have said this earlier if I wanted to be greedy, but I'll say it now. As a recording, my birthday is tomorrow, October 5th. So everybody knows my Amazon wish list is on my Twitter. If anybody feels in a giving mood.
They already missed your birthday, Feeney. They already missed your birthday.
Yeah, I know. Too late. By the time this airs.
No shopping days left.
I do.
Well, happy birthday, Joe. I don't do anything too crazy now.
No, we're just going to go gamble and have a little dinner and hopefully some sex.
Nice.
And are you going to use the old finger up the tush hole in the old lady?
I think so. I was debating the merits and the pluses and minuses of that earlier, but I'm going to go with affirmative.
I think for your birthday, you should ask to give a dirty Sanchez.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, that's
fun. I've had enough of this program
that's
for the
funny,
evening. Can
but
we go
it's
now?
Not really erotic.
This is going right straight into the bottom.
Well, give her a clean Sanchez then.
Right down the gutter.
Once you brought up a dirty Sanchez, this show went right into the pooper.
You fingered me, Feeney. We try to do a respectable program here at the Raven Effect, and every week Feeney has to fucking drag it right down to the bottom.
You always blame me for everything. Raven, he's blaming me for stuff again.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Rich, don't blame Feeney. Feeney, don't aggravate Rich.
You two play nice.
Why is there a snowball in your camera?
It's the dog.
What is wrong with that dog? Why is that dog so small?
It's just his size. He's 3.1 pounds. I don't know.
Is he going to grow?
No, he's like 40 years old.
What?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Full length.
He looks like one of those snowball candy cakes from like Hostess.
My parents, they had two dogs that within about a year they had to put them both down, and they had to want another dog, and then I don't know, they saw.
Well, we only won 3.1 pounds of a dog.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not hard. He's not like real hard to take care of. Like he's got his little
shit. Yeah, I'd be afraid I'd step on him.
Well, there's that, but what I'm saying is like you don't even really have to let him out. He's got like his little pee pad thing over in the bathroom, and it's like a little elevated thing, and like even
so instead of an iPad, like, you bought him a pee pad.
Yeah, when he poops, it's like, you know, it's like a little tiny little nugget. You just, you know, it's not like, hey, you gotta go out and you gotta
tootsie roll.
You know what I hate? I hate people. My pet peeve is people who don't pick up after their dog.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
And even worse is when they do it at the vet. That's like to me the ultimate. Like, you know, the ultimate slap in the face is they bring your dog to the vet and then they let the dog shit and they don't pick up after him at the vet.
Yeah, right. That's for the veterinary assistants.
Let the underpaid vet tech do it.
Yeah, to hell with them. And Rich, before we close out, you have 2 months about to book your flight to Philadelphia to come to the ECW Arena in December so we can put the crew together since Raven's already going to be there. So
send me the date. I'll put it in my calendar.
There we go.
What's the date?
December like 19th or something.
Don't put it in your calendar, though. There's spaghetti in there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I think we're going to have to discuss this. We have to circle back to this here, Joe.
Battleground. Maybe booked. Battleground Championship Wrestling.
I might be booked.
Just double book yourself.
On the seven? Is it the 17th?
No, it's...
Yes.
Oh, that sucks. You're booked, huh?
I'm booked.
Ah,
sorry.
That's too bad, man.
It's the 18th. No, I'm booked that day, too.
Yeah.
19th? I am, actually.
19th, not booked.
Good on the 19th. Good on the 19th. Good on the 16th, in theory.
What about Dwight Gooden?
Yeah, what about him?
Where are you going to...
Daryl Strawberry, we're quite the duo.
Where are you going to be on the 17th, Rich?
Seattle. Have a Defy event.
I defy you to no-show.
No, well, it's tentatively scheduled to be beamed worldwide via the streaming tubes of the internet. So
interesting. That's too bad. We'll have to wait some more for the first meeting of the three of us.
Yeah.
Or the meeting of Rich, period.
Well, that's... I'll true. See Rich next month.
Or the meeting... I've met you, Feeny.
Yeah. I'll see Rich at MLW.
When you gave everyone in Philly COVID.
Yes, yeah. He did.
Sandman didn't get it, and he ate a cheesesteak that I delivered.
You were patient number zero.
Yeah.
I didn't get it either, but luckily. Okay, so peace, love, and Feeny's got the clap.
hoping to get it. Wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
No. Peace, love, and Feeny's wife has a heavy flow on his birthday.
Yeah. It's true.
Peace, love, and Feeny's going to stick his finger up his wife's butt.
Wow. That's a happy birthday.
Whatever. That's a happy birthday. No, a real happy birthday is her sticking her fist up your butt.
It's my birthday. It could get wild.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't go for these backdoor shenanigans, boys. It's time to go.
And that'll be up on my OnlyFans when it debuts next week.
Nice. Feeny, would you let somebody stick their fist up your butt for like $1,000?
No, we're going to have to go way higher than that.
If they had a small hand.
No.
You wouldn't be the first wrestling personality to have video of yourself finger blasting your ass.
No,
not by a long shot. Not by a long shot.
100,000 to fist yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think you can fist yourself.
I don't think it's possible to do it. I'll give it my best effort, but I want
to
see that.
You have to be really, really, really stretchy.
No, I'll just dump KY warming liquid all over it. Like that.
No, to get your fist all the way up your butt, it'd be kind of hard to maneuver it.
I think I could just
get some boy butter, Feeny.
I'll get it like that. I'll get all the fingers in, but you know.
Nothing here. I think you're making gay jokes before, and you're not even going to Google boy butter.
What's that?
Google boy butter.
Jizz? No, I don't want to Google perverted things. I run a clean internet over here.
All right.
All right. So, quote, peace, love, and Hall of Fame Raven. Hopefully I get a... What's the prize I'm going to win, they said? The clap?
It's a plastic Casio watch.
I hope it's...
And the clap.
I hope it's something nice.
And the clap. Yeah.
Quote the Raven. What?
Feeny, I got to do this again. He hopes it's a knife.
No, I hope it's something nice. I hope you get something deserving of
this accolade. Peace, love, and this is a callback to something in the show. Quote the Raven. Line, please.
Rice hyphen. Riss hyphen.
Nevermore.
Quote, peace, love, and Ricey fans. Quote the Raven, nevermore. The end. Go to bed.